Welcome back inside the Ditsburg Memorial Complex, where it is a 2-0 lead for the Rocky Rams as we get set for period number two of this Heritage Junior Hockey League playoff series between the Mountain View Colts and the Rams, of course. It's Baron Binklister joined ringside by Corey Knoll. And Corey, sleepy first period for the Colts. What do they have to do to answer back here in this middle frame?
Legs, Baron. It starts with the opening faceoff here. I want to see a faceoff win, and I want to see some jump from the Colts right off the hop. The other thing was that they just weren't clicking. You mentioned it a couple of times. They didn't look connected. The passes were sloppy, just weren't connecting tape to tape. We need to see them look a lot. And look at how, man, the Rocky Rams are fired up. They've been fired up right from the opening faceoff, and they are ready to go in this second period.
The Mountain View Colts are going to move from left to right on your radio dial. Meanwhile, it's the Rocky Rams in possession, moving right to left, and we are underway as the Rams will send one right through the middle of the ice, a long errant pass, but since they're PKing to start this period, that won't be an icing call, and they're after it in the offensive zone as we head back to even strength as well. Hoffus has it. He's got the first goal in this hockey game. Couldn't fire one on the target, however, quickly outlet it. Back the other way now for Mountain View. Aiden Saunders carries it into the offensive zone, runs at the check of Grafford, who pulls him up and knocks him up against the boards there. A battle for it. Eventually it squared it out. Rocky in possession. Long cross-ice pass from Andrew looking for Hoffus. That one does not connect. It's Harley Smith who's going to grab the puck now for Mountain View. Smith leaves it. Barnett's going to pick it up now. Nice pass. Here's Cohen Richardson, left wing side. He'll skate it up the ice. Gains the blue line. Takes a bump there from Reed Christensen. Puck sits there. Long shot on rebound. And that's gathered by Rocky and sent the length of the ice here. So going to be an icing call coming up. And the Colts with an offensive zone draw.
Yeah. Need a faceoff win here. They looked better, I thought, to start. I mean, we're only a minute into this period, but the passes looked a little crisper. We saw a couple of tape-to-tapes early in this second period. So it looks like things are maybe trending in the right direction.
Offensive zone drawn. Going to be Cohen Richardson in to take this one. And Richardson has it as he goes after it himself. It's Parks now at the front of the net. They can't find the loose puck. Richardson gathers out to the point man. And McDermott, who blasts one over the target. Stoddard has to do well to hold the zone. Battle for at the point now. Eventually, it's going to be Christensen who pokes it away. Christensen will move that forward for Humphrey. Humphrey gets it down low. It's Lott who tries to break it out quickly. That's intercepted. Tomatli hops on the loose puck. It's into the skates of the official. Turned up. Now here's a break for the Colts the other way in the 2-on-1 developing. Simon Leister. He's flanked by Parks who has it. And that one just slips under his stick. Richardson will go in to pick up the loose change. He is quickly stripped of the puck. Now there's a battle for it as Humphrey ties up his man. Parks back to Richardson. Sharp angle shot is denied. It's still there at the side of the net for Rocky. Both teams digging away at it. Simon Leishner looking for it. So too is Rocky. They'll send it up the boards. A battle for it right in front of the Colts bench. Centering pass knocked down by Leishner. Again corralled by Rocky. And Smadley will send it up the wall. It's quickly gathered by Stoddard. Stoddard looks to get back to the offensive zone. Richardson now carries it over. Sliding pass intended there for Austin. Couldn't connect. McDermott from the point. Pinballing puck. And eventually it hits Hansen, who finds it in front of him and covers up. Good action. Good pushback here from the Colts.
Much better push here from the Mountain View Colts. They are jumping now. Offensive zone pressure. They were so close on a couple of cross-crease passes, Baron, that just didn't quite connect. But they're close. You can feel like it's coming.
Shots up to 17-11 in favor of Mountain View, who won this offensive zone draw. Poking the puck ahead, trying to keep it alive there. It was Ray out to Labbe at the point. Blocker aside by Hansen. Steers it into the corner. Kai Biggin there to meet his man. Bit of a collision there, but Biggin has the puck pinned up against the boards now, digging away, and a big hit thrown there by Barnett, who's going to keep the action alive here for Mountain View. Good physicality here in the second period. It's Tanner Austin behind the net on the forehand, trying to center it out front. Rocky will get there. They'll intercept, and they'll send it out of the zone. It's Mountain View into regroup. We're Labbe. Labbe will send it up the wall, left wing side, looking to get it for Biggin. Biggin in a bit of a boar battle with his man. Eventually, the puck trickles out and is collected by Rocky. They'll send it up the wing. It's an errant pass. That gets deflected up and out of play. We'll have a neutral zone draw coming up here. We've played just under 3 minutes of action.
And it gives us a chance to mention Hildebrand Motors. When you need a new or used vehicle, head to Hildebrand Motors. Their service center is open Monday to Saturday with easy booking online. Hildebrand Motors, a proud supporter of the Mountain View Colts. Check them out online at oldsgm.com.
Neutral zone draw coming up here. It's going to be Layden, Eric Layden, in to take it. And this time it's going to be the Colts pulling it back. Bit of a scramble for it, though, as Emmett Barnett had to do well to get back and defend. His D partner Smith will come in, collect the puck. Now he's outletted out for Carter Hewitt. Over the left wing line, a centering saucer pass intended for Richardson. That one wouldn't settle down for him. And now looking for the puck are the Colts in the offensive zone. Barnett will check twice to keep the offensive zone possession alive. Nice pass across for Hewitt. Hewitt on the forehand tried to fire one towards the goal. That one is collected by Hansen. Tyler Hansen the other way, looking for Reed Christensen. Through his skates, won't be an icing call. Back to collect is Smith. Smith looked to avoid the hit, but picking up the puck there is Christensen. A centering pass out to Weimer. And Weimer's shot couldn't get through. It's poked out by Richardson, and Richardson will head off for a change now as Rocky Rams get it right back into the offensive zone. Barnett is back to collect now from Mountain View. Long pass, two-line pass out for Rothenbusch, who couldn't move that one forward to Stephen Bell. Colts remain down 2-0 here in the second period. Gathered now by Rocky. Neutral zone play as good running will get it forward, and Rocky will get it down low as well. Going after it, offensive zone is Wilson. He couldn't squeak out the puck. Here comes Rothenbusch back the other way. Peyton Rothenbusch will take it over the attacking blue line. Chipped off his puck, and now he'll leave it for Stephen Bell, who gets it down low. Saunders, centering pass intended for Rothenbusch. Ricochets out. Here's Bell, and an excellent pad save made by Hansen. Bell going after his own rebound in the corner. It's Hoffus who finds it first for Rocky, sends it off the glass and out. Colts have to regroup here. They'll go after it again. Here's the forechecker, Stephen Bell. Bell looking for the puck. It's gathered by Rocky, however. A little bit of room to maneuver there for Mofford, leading defensive scorer in the Heritage Junior Hockey League. But that puck is poked off his stick. It's gathered now by Mountain View. Rothenbusch with a little bit of room, delayed offside for Rocky. Rothenbusch, left wing side, doesn't have much. He makes a nice pass across, though, for Aiden Saunders. Saunders, left wing side, snaps one on. Rebound sitting there, cleared aside by Rocky. Big point shot from Stoddart, and Stoddart's rebound ends up behind the Rocky goal. Now looking for it are the Colts. In pursuit is Stephen Bell, rather. Trying to work his way out of the corner, couldn't quite do so successfully. Now a pass through the middle. Here's Jake Smith away to the races. Lott's going to get there first, however. The Mountain View Colts goaltender will steer that into the corner. Looking to get the offense going is Stephen Bell. A chip pass up the wall for Hayden Parks, who has a spring in his step and will chip it down low. Parks looking to go through a couple of checkers there, but puts it right towards the goaltender Hansen, who will take no chances here and take an offensive zone draw for Mountain View with 14:44 to go in the second.
Colts up 21-12 in the shots on goal department, but still remain down 2-0 in this game. If you're joining us, the Rocky Rams went 2-for-2 on the power play in the first period, and the Colts went 0-for-2, and that really is the story of the game.
Cohen Richardson wins this offensive zone draw. However, quickly getting there is Rocky. This is going to be another icing call coming up, so another offensive zone draw still to come here from Mountain View.
Yeah, and that Rocky line has to stay out there, as we mentioned. I missed that a little earlier, but the Rocky line's going to stay out there now. So again, they're going to be starting to get tired. If the Colts can take advantage of that, they've got the line out there to do it.
They certainly do. Here's Cohen Richardson going to dig in once again, look to win a second consecutive faceoff. This time it's a scramble off the draw. Hayden Parks is going to push up that puck against the wall. Reed Christensen is looking for it, so too is Tomatli, who digs it away now for Mountain View. Now outlet out for Burnett. Burnett now, centering pass is a good one for Reed Christensen. He'll take it over the line with speed, looking to make the move around his man to Barnett, but Barnett was wise to that, and it's a good defensive play. Looking to outlet the puck, can't get it by the red line. It's going to be Rocky who gets it right back down low, but over the red line was Andelke, and that'll be an icing call coming up against Rocky.
Again, going to drive this one all the way back down, so the Colts keep getting offensive zone opportunities here. Need to win a draw cleanly and see if they can get something set up. Get it back to the point, get your bodies to the front of the net. Same line staying out there. It's going to be Cohen Richardson digging in for the draw again.
Colts flirting with double the amount of shots that Rocky has. However, it's the Rams who are doubling up the Colts right now on the scoreboard, 2-0. Offensive zone, it's the Colts looking for possession out of the right wing corner. Cohen Richardson in a big battle, so too is Leishner. Some real good woodwork being thrown around down there in that corner. Leishner still digging away at it, so too is Richardson. Good battle in that corner. Tomatli still has it pinned up. Now eventually it's going to be Richardson digging it away. Nifty skating there from the young rookie forward as well. On the backhand, tries to center it. That one doesn't connect. It's Parks now who will find the loose change. Barnett will find it. One-timer! That one is deflected just wide of the target by Parks. Parks goes after his own rebound, but gathering is Christensen. Can't get it by Smith, however. Smith's shot is up and over the target. Colts are changing here. Almost got caught for that once again. First power play of the game was a too many men on the ice for Mountain View. Here comes Austin. Over the line, right wing side for Mountain View. Tanner Austin still in possession on the forehand, trying to center it to Biggin, and had Biggin be a right-handed shot, that would have been in the net. However, left-handed shot, that one slides all the way back to Brock Lott. It's Harley Smith who has to come gather. Smith now has it for Corbin Ray. Corbin Ray looks to advance that one, and that's going to be an icing call coming up here. No, beating that one out was Tanner Austin. Great skating there by the young Colts forward to keep that possession alive. Colts looking for it. That one just trickles by the point man in Rock, however, now will come all the way back to Lott. However, this time it's going to be an icing call. We've got another whistle on the ice. Two sets of whistles.
What is happening right now
at the TMC?
I thought the officials were going to be grabbing somebody. The fans are screaming on either side of us. They're just losing their minds. We've got about a half full barn, three-quarter full barn here at the DMC tonight, and it is rowdy.
Which, of course, is what you love
That's
to see for a
playoff
game.
That's what you expect on a Saturday night in Didsbury. It's going to be a rowdy one.
It should be a great series as well. Just game number one, of course. CKFM will bring you all the home games from the Mountain View Colts throughout this opening playoff round in the Heritage Junior Hockey League. Meanwhile, Colts looking for possession in the offensive zone. Lambert's going to hold the zone. And back to Kai Biggin. Biggin is looking for it. So too is Corbin Ray. Both big guys poking away at the puck there. Now, meanwhile, it's Tanner Austin pinned up against the wall. Centering pass out for Ray. Just poked away from him. Colts still have it in the offensive zone, but eventually Rocky's going to be there to push it over the blue line, and the Colts caught offside with Corbin Ray, who has it touched up, and it's going to be a neutral zone draw coming up.
This will come just outside here, 12:25 to go. Still 21-12, the shots on goal. Colts have been peppering Rocky here in the second period, but they're holding the fort. Their goaltender, Zayden Hansen, has been very good for them all night long.
Neutral zone draw. Cohen Richardson is out to take this one. Flank by Carter Hewitt and Hershey. And on the points, it's going to be, well, looks like that's Blake Stoddard along with Mitch McDermott, who has possession now. Will poke it into the wing. Takes a stumble there as he's up in the battle with Jake Smith. Eventually, Richardson's going to help him out, get it to, over to Stoddard. Stoddard looks for the touch pass back for Richardson. This time they couldn't connect. However, puck in the offensive zone. Hewitt has it. Hewitt lines, fires, and that's wide to the target. McDermott has to race around, keep the possession alive. Richardson in behind the Rocky goal, overskates the puck. Rocky will have an opportunity to outlet with Hoffis through the middle of the ice. Here comes Jake Smith. Jake Smith, big lumbering body, centers it back down for Christensen. Now it's back over to Smith. Smith is running to the boards there. Some good defending, but on the back end, it looks like good running is trying to center that one. Out it comes to Hoffis. Hoffis now centering pass through the middle, poked aside by Lott, and now it's Richardson who will skate it up ice for Mountain View. Hewitt carries it over the blue line, poked off his stick at the blue line, and now the Colts have to regroup here, that disrupting the flow a little bit. Now Rocky will pick things up out of their own zone. From out behind their own net, a centering pass around. That was Wilson who fires it over the boards. This won't be an icing call, though, as it gets by the Rocky bench. Touch up there. Stoddard's going to find it first for Mountain View. Aaron pass right through the middle. It's settled down now. Rocky will take it over. Weimer, backhand pass through the middle. Centering for Burnett,
wow,
who fires it home. It's the AP player who makes it a 3-0 lead for Rocky.
What an unbelievable tic-tac-toe play for the Rocky Rams. Touch pass, drop pass, top shelf. That is a phenomenal goal.
Colts in a bit of a hole here on home ice, down 3-0. 11:09 remains in the second period. Shots on goal, 21-13 as well. As after that goal, yeah, it's a tough start here for Mountain View, who are looking for answers, and not a lot of answers on the bench, it would seem like right now. But back in action we go, down 3-0 for their first playoff game of the season. Can they answer back here? Plenty of time remaining in this contest. We're about to hit the halfway point, so Colts will need to find a spark here soon. Centering pass out of the zone for Rocky is picked up by Barnett, who's going to take it over the blue line with a little bit of speed here. Looks to get it back to Aiden Saunders on the touch pass. That one doesn't connect. Now, Rothenbusch does well to try to hold the zone. However, it's got away from him. It's an icing call against Rocky, though, so an offensive zone draw will come up anyways for the Mountain View Colts.
So Jace Burnett is going to get the goal. Reed Christensen and Jacob Weimer pick up the assists on that one at the 8:51 mark of this second period.
Aiden Saunders will take this faceoff for Mountain View. He'll pull it back on the backhand. Rothenbusch fires one on, and that's Bell with a quick redirection, and that was a nifty save by Zayden Hansen.
He's been so good for them all night long. Again, he hasn't had to make a ton of big saves, but when he's been needed, he has been there to shut the door for them. The Rocky Rams are just playing an incredible road game of hockey.
Again, the Rams had won 5 straight games heading into the postseason. And they look like they are the better team through the opening half of this hockey game. Big collision at neutral ice as Harley Smith goes flying into the boards heads first. Now we've got some cross-checking between his man, Caleb Christensen.
It's going to be an elbow. They're calling it cross-checking. The linesman kind of indicated that it would be elbow. but they're going to call it a cross check. Either way, it was a high hit.
Well,
contact was high.
Went in from the numbers, I would say, but Smith was the one who got up and retaliated, so that is going to draw a call against him as well, who slams his stick in disgust. It actually won't be a call against Smith either. So I'm not sure exactly what the problem was there, but he's won his team a power play, a two-minute power play up on the board. This is the third man advantage now for Mountain View, and can you call this one a must score?
It is 100%. He wanted 4 minutes, I think, is what he was upset about, but take the two and find a way to score.
Here on the power play now, the Colts will set things up. It's Emmett Barnett after that faceoff win. Gets it back over for Hayden Parks on the left wing side. Top of the circle. One-timer blast and a great glove save by Zayden Hansen.
Wow, unreal. He had to look around everybody to try and find that puck and went down in the full Bill Ranford there to pull that one out.
10:22 to go here in the second. 1:50 on the power play. Just 10 seconds elapsed. It's Peyton Rothenbusch in to take the draw again. Again, we'll win it back cleanly. Barnett has it now. Rides the blue line. Quarterbacking the power play. Has a little bit of a room to get around Smith. Dishes it for Parks. Parks down low he goes. Looking to connect with Rothenbusch. Out to Bell. Bell now. Lots of movement here on this Colts power play. Out to Barnett now. At the point, he'll fire one. It's blocked by Smith. Does get by Smith, however, for Hewitt. Hewitt now in the corner, left wing side. Bit of a battle there. Leaves it for Rothenbusch. Advances for Hayden Parks. Parks now at the top of the circle. Gets it back down low for Rothenbusch. Back to Parks. Parks can't get that to settle down. Will eventually get it out to Barnett at the point. Barnett looks to get around, checking Jake Smith. Barnett has to be careful here. Second leading scorer in the HDHL, but will advance it over for Bell. Gets it down below the net. Back over to Bell. Lines, fires, and that one is denied by Hansen. Ricochets all the way out to the point man in Barnett, who can't hold it, and eventually it'll be Smith who's looking to get away on the breakaway, but some great defensive skating by Bell, who makes a nifty pass up out of the zone as well. Here comes Eden Saunders, dishes it over for Peyton Rothenbusch. Back over Stephen Bell now, left wing side, takes it in below the net now, back out front, stops, fires one, and that's a save by Hansen. Looking to collect that is Stoddard at the blue line, who'll hold it in. Back out it comes, here is Hayden Parks, lines, fires, that's off the post. Hayden Parks hits the post, and the Colts remain in possession. 30 seconds of power play time remaining. It's Bell back over. One-timer for Parks, who scores! Hayden Parks gets the Colts off the ground, and they've got some life here. It's a 3-1 game.
Parks missed one moments earlier, and he wanted retribution. Stephen Bell has been out there all night trying to get something going. He's been the best skater for the Colts all night long, and Bell found Parks with an unbelievable tape-to-tape pass. Parks went down into the Stamkos and put that one from one knee up into the top shelf.
It was a fantastic play, a fantastic power play. Some real intent on that one, Corey. You could definitely tell the urgency was ramped up. It was a must-score power play. The Colts have done exactly that. It's a two-goal lead now at the DMC. 8:50 remaining in this hockey game. The Colts have put a little bit of life into this barn. Meanwhile, it's Rocky looking to take that right away as Tomadley goes after. Big collision once again. No call coming out of this one. And eventually the puck will squirt out to the blue line. Again, Tomadley with force in the offensive zone looking to disrupt this Colts breakout. And eventually does get broken out by Mountain View as Corbin Ray looks to advance it. It's Reed Christensen who now picks up the puck. Physicality is ramped up in this hockey game. There's no doubt about that. It's Rocky now in possession on the Rocky end. They try to advance it into the neutral zone. They can't quite do so cleanly. Offord is back to collect now. Richardson makes a nice move around his man. Offord now. It's with Reed Christensen. Left wing side. Christensen makes a move around his man. Back to the forehand.
Wow.
And he scores. One of the best goals you'll see in the Heritage Junior Hockey League this season. And he regains the Rocky three-goal edge.
Dangled everybody on that play and cut across the front of the crease, and the puck never left the ice. He just fired it right along the ice, off the far post and in, but he dangled every single player on that ice. That is incredible. The hands and the skating from that young man is elite.
Absolute textbook response from the Rocky Rams. Just a matter of seconds later, take that right back. It's a 4-1 game here at the DMC, and any life the Colts had is completely out of the sails now. See if they can answer back here quickly once again as the Rams have it pinned up against the boards now right in front of their bench as well as Jake Smith is looking to dig that away. Remember, it was last Friday night that the Colts took a 4-1 lead themselves only to watch Rocky come back with four unanswered in the third period and take that game 5-4. Meanwhile, Colts looking for a similar kind of response here tonight. on the offensive zone looking for the puck. It is unable to connect, and Hoffus is going to pick it up for Rocky. His cross-ice feed does connect with Andrew. Now on the backhand, Andrew will get it deep. Marius back to collect now for Mountain View. Can't go D-to-D with his man. Smith will have to come across for it. Smith now on the forehand advances to Parks. Parks just got that goal back for Mountain View. Here's Richardson, advances it forward, 3-on-1 developing. Back to Leister in front of Smith, and on the backhand, couldn't chop that one towards the goal. Richardson takes a healthy run at his man. Looking for the puck here are the Colts, but good running is going to pick up the puck first for Rocky and advance it. Nifty move to get around one checker in Parks. Still has it over the blue line. He comes on the forehand. Good running. Sharp angle shot. And that's into the equipment of Brock Lott, who is forced to make an awkward save with 6:59 to go here in the second.
Yeah, certainly not the game that the Colts had wanted tonight. It's crazy. They're up 24-15 in the shots clock right now, but they're losing this game 4-1. It just, they've had a tough time buying a break. They really didn't come to play until the start of the second period. So again, trying to get some urgency going here. Thought they were back in the game at 3-1, but then the Rams, just 53 seconds later, get one back as Christensen gets it from Humphrey, and Christensen dangles the entire team, including the goaltender, cutting across the crease and tucking it in far post. Just an unreal goal to put them back up 4-1. Lots staying in the game. We've kind of been keeping a close eye on Jordan McGinnis to see if maybe Coach Visser gets an itchy trigger finger here. And I do see Jordan McGinnis actually stretching here in the box. I'm curious to see if that goes anywhere, but he is stretching out like he may see some ice time yet.
Meanwhile, credit to Zayden Hansen, who skates back to his crease now. He stopped 14 saves and really has made some stellar ones as well, taking away second and third opportunities, but a couple of beauty saves, including one with the glove on the power play and a couple of others as well. The Colts will have to do a little bit more to find offense here despite the shots edge, and despite that one goal that they did find, it's still a three-goal lead for Rocky up 4-1 as we get back underway post-media timeout. Quickly off that draw was Tomadley off the scramble, trying to fire one towards Lott. That one's just wide. Now it's the Colts trying to gather. And Barnett, he can't quite get out cleanly. He'll dish it for Smith, who's tasked to do so. Now it's with Aiden Saunders. Saunders has to turn back into his own zone. Saunders feels the pressure there from Hoffus. It's a pass through the middle. It's intercepted here by Rocky, and Wilson will chop it down low. Going after it here is Smith. Smith looks to outlet quickly. A pass into the middle. Dangerous one there for Rothenbusch, who does make the play out to Bell off his skates. He's going to have to hustle hard. Can't quite get there, and it's going to be an icing call coming up against Mountain View. 6:25 to go in the second.
And we'll mention Dick's Trucking. A big thank you to Dick's Trucking. They have been on the road making miles through Western Canada since 1963. When you need it hauled, call Dick's Trucking in Didsbury. They are a proud supporter of the Mountain View Colts.
In the defensive zone, it's going to be Peyton Rothenbusch to take this one. Left wing dot, glove side of Brock Lott, and back linesman sees something he doesn't quite agree with. Rothenbusch forced to adjust his feet here, and Rothenbusch does win the draw as well, as Smith is going to collect now for Mountain View. Tries to play it up the wall, takes a funny bounce. Colts unable to get it out. Now it's gathered by Rocky. Back down low they go, looking to get the offense going. There was Christensen, who just blew a tire. Back the other way now. Here comes Stephen Bell. 2-on-3 scenario here. Saunders back to Bell. Bell snaps one. That's blocked by Mofford. It's blocked into the corner. Colts unable to get there. Gathering is Rocky, and they'll try to outlet through the zones. Bell almost intercepted that in the middle. Lambe looking to make a hip check. However, getting through that is Caleb Christensen. A centering pass now, and that is up in the air. Batted down. It's in the left wing corner. Digging away at that puck now, Kyle Goodrunning. Good running. Centering pass, Jake Smith, who fires one on, and that's a great save by Brock Lott. A crucial one here at this stage of the hockey game.
And you know what? That's not just a big save for the Mountain View Colts. That's a big save for Brock Lott, whose confidence is probably shaken a little bit tonight. Make no mistake, the four goals are not on Brock Lott tonight, but, you know, he needed that one for some confidence. That's a huge save for him and for the hockey club with 5:39 to go here in the second period, down 4-1.
I beg your pardon. Did I say 14 saves from Hansen? I meant 23 saves from Hansen. Outstanding performance from him so far in Lott. Bit of action there as well. That's a crucial save, like you say, Corey, and the Colts still three goals down here looking for some life. It's Jake Smith off the centering pass. Hoffus looking for it. Pulled the trigger twice. Couldn't find it. Now it's Wiener who will. And that's blocker to sign by Lott. Into the corner it goes. Left wing side. Both teams digging away. It's Jake Smith who finds it first. However, he's checked off the puck. Out comes Hayden Parks with it. Left wing connection for Simon Leishner. Leishner will take it over the blue line. Works his way into the middle of the ice. Couldn't pull the trigger. Now Leishner bumps his man into the corner. Right wing side squirts out. McDermott on the tip was Parks. That was just just wide. Left wing side, Sonder keeps it alive. A centering pass is through the skates of near everyone, and now it's collected at the point by Andrew, who takes a massive, and I mean massive hit there. Draws an interference call.
There's going to be multiple like calls going on.
Now
here.
We've got Jake Smith going after Cohen Richardson.
Multiple guys from the Colts are going to get tossed here. There's no question. There were shots after the whistle. There was all sorts of unnecessary stuff. Just what? Didn't need to happen.
What a collision here as Richardson and McDermott both find themselves in the sin bin. Jake Smith is as well. Got two cross-checking calls coming up, an extra roughing call as well. We'll see how this one shakes out, Corey, but this is playoff hockey at its finest.
Yeah, it's something, that's for sure. The initial hit was great, and, you know, maybe there's a call on that because it was a little excessive, but I thought the initial hit was fine. But when the guys are going off to the penalty box and you give him a spear as he's skating off to the box, it's just completely unnecessary. You know, the refs have already broken everything up. The play's over. There's just no need. You're down 4-1 in this game.
Rocky, yeah. Going to the power play here as the Colts were the ones to pick up the extra. Cohen Richardson.
It was the spear at the end, for sure.
Looks like rough and cross-checking being called there. Meanwhile, whatever it is, it's Rocky Rams' power play here. They're third of the hockey game. They've got two goals already on the power play, and they've got possession as well. Centering pass, however, intercepted by Hayden Rothenbusch. Now on a one-on-one scenario, here's Stephen Bell. But now we've got a delayed call behind the play. Brock Lott was skating off. He thought they were getting a power play. Emmett Barnett, however, is coming off. And the Colts, what's happening here?
Everybody is losing their cool. They desperately need to get this under control. The officials have to get this game under control because everyone's losing their mind. Barnett's done.
And Emmett Barnett is done.
He's
after
tossed.
He threw a punch as he was coming into the sin bin. Didn't like the call and losing his cool. And that is going to result in him being sent down the tunnel. We'll see if that's a 10-minute misconduct later on in the intermission, of course. But we're hoping that his night is not over quite yet. Officials still trying to figure things out here. As you can tell, it's a lively DMC bar tonight, a lively hockey game as well. However, the scoreboard just wouldn't reflect the way the Colts would have hoped. Down 4-1 here with 4:39 remaining in this second period. We still originally had about a minute 44 of power play time for the Rocky Rams, who in all likelihood, Corey, are going to be getting some more here.
I think they are, and they probably deserve to be. The Colts have completely lost their cool and are taking a whole bunch of unnecessary penalties at this point. I get it. You're down 4-1. You're not happy about this. But, I mean, 4-1's not the end of the game. You've still got a whole period and change here to play. You cannot be losing your minds at this point.
Referees still talking things over here. It looks like Carter Hewitt's going to be the extra Mountain View Colt to come sitting here. So it looks like there's going to be an extra 2 minutes that are going to come up on the boards as well. And this is in all likelihood going to result in a 1 minute and 44 second long 5-on-3. But now Hewitt exits the penalty box. So who knows, Corey? Who knows?
We've got two players that are in the box right now for the Colts. Two are in the box for the Rams. And one Colt has been sent down the tunnel already.
And that is a misconduct. Just taking a look over the shoulders here. It is going to be a misconduct that goes to Emmett Barnett, who just lost his cool here coming to the sin bin. And that results in an extra dime coming to him. That's a big loss as well, Corey, if you think about it. That's
huge.
An extra defenseman off the line.
Yeah, you're lucky you got Rothenbusch to play up and down the lineup.
Absolutely. Again, the referee's just trying to figure out where they want to put this puck drop now, but definitely the coaching staff of the Mountain View Colts disagrees with things. Peyton Rothenbusch, captain, looking for some sort of explanation here from the officials as well, but it looks like whatever it is, they're going to have to live with it.
There's no extra time on the clock, though, Barron, from what I can see. It's still 5-on-4 for a buck 44.
Yeah, I think we're going to pick up coincidentals out of that, so it is going to remain a Rocky power play as they're in possession. Offensive zone, Hoffis. You got to think a power play goal here might be the nail in the coffin for tonight's hockey game as well. Down low, big corner battle as Mofford gets it across for Hoffis. Hoffis now out to the point, man. Here comes Grady Mofford. Slides it across. One-time goal. There's Humphrey and the Rocky Rams. They're up 5-1 here at the DMC in game number one.
Yeah, that's a tough one for sure. I don't think Brock Lott's going to be too happy about that. He didn't really see that one very well on the way in. He's done. Jordan McGinnis is going in now, and I feel bad for Brock Lott. It's not really his fault tonight, but that last one's definitely not something he's going to be happy about. Went right between his legs, and the puck never left the ice. It just went straight in the whole way, but I think he was screened a little bit, didn't have a really good look seeing it. So tough one definitely for Brock Lott. Jordan McGinnis can enter the game now.
Brock Lott allows 5 goals on 16 shots, and his night comes to a close early here. Some visible frustration from Brock Watt as well, slamming the doors. It just seems like the Colts have maybe unraveled a little bit here, Corey. And now they'll have to try to find an answer back with about 4 minutes to go in the second period. Jordan McGinnis takes the pipes. Meanwhile, puck drifts towards the goaltender in Hansen, who will take no chances, holds on for a whistle. 4:02 exactly to play in this second frame.
Just waiting to see exactly who's going to end up getting that goal here as we scroll through. And they haven't updated the goal just yet.
Offensive zone draw. It's Tanner Austin in to take this one. Now behind the net, however, is Rocky in possession. Lambe does well to get across and hold the zone. Lambe looks to throw one towards the net. Richardson, however, couldn't quite bat that one down. It's collected. Christensen now tries to send it up the wall. Can't do so cleanly. Here is Reed Christensen once again. Tries to make a move around Leishner. Couldn't quite do so, however, does advance the puck. Here's McGinnis with his first touch of the hockey game. Wraps it around the wall. Here is fighting for it as Leishner at the point. Couldn't quite poke that one beyond the reach of Wilson. Wilson makes a good play and now stands up his man, and Tanner Austin boots the puck backwards. Gives his man a little bit of room to outlet the puck, and they'll do exactly that as Rocky has got some breathing room. Lambe in his own zone to collect. It's with Smith, who lets it wrap around the wall for Leishner. Leishner gives his man an extra shot. Coming in, Reed Christensen to collect the puck. Christensen advances for Eric Layden. Layden now puts it into the corner. Turning pass and a centering puck towards McGinnis, who has to steer it into the corner. Gathering now, Owen Green, downvote for Tyler Hansen. Centering play there. Looks like it was just Jake Smith on the doorstep there. Now both sides are looking for it. Digging away is Rocky. They've got it. Good running with a sharp angle shot. That one is denied by McGinnis. Looking for the puck there is Caleb Christensen. Now the Colts have it out of their own zone. Poking the puck forward is Hayden Parks. It definitely got interfered with there. No call coming. And he'll have to go after the puck himself. Hayden Parks looking for that thing in the offensive zone. It's going to be good running, who wraps it around the wall. Corbin Ray now in forecheck pursuit up against Weimer. Him and Weimer get tied up. Nothing coming out of that. Eventually Rocky will find it. They'll send it off the glass, send it the length of the ice as well. And the Colts will earn an icing call here. 2:19 to go and an offensive zone draw coming up for Mountain View.
Still waiting to find out what this fifth goal. It is going to be Kyle Humphrey, Graydon Mofford, and Tristan Hoffus picking up the assists on that fifth goal for the Rocky Rams.
Corbin Ray is going to dig in on the backhand with this offensive zone draw. Tried to chop it towards the goal. It's gathered now by Rocky. Rocky has it with good running. That's Clyde Goodlunny, who sends it up the wall. Intercepted now by Aiden Saunders, who picks up the loose change. Back to Saunders from McDermott. McDermott couldn't make the clean connection out of the zone, nor too can Rocky, as both teams overskate the puck here. And now eventually it's going to be Mountain View who settles down. Quickly sent into the zone, however, by the Rams. They're going after it. They need a change, though. This will give the Colts a little bit of room to break it out. Centering pass intercepted there from Aiden Saunders, intended for Carter Hewitt. Now it's back with Blake Stoddard from the same area. Looks to advance that one past Weimer. Weimer knocks it down. Now we'll move it up forward and into the offensive zone comes Kayla Andrew. Andrew's centering pass is collected here by Corbin Ray. Ray up the wall for Hewitt, who gets a touch on it. Hewitt will turn that thing over. Here's Clyde Goodrunning. Slides it across. Hoffus now. Opportunity to get it in for Rocky in the offensive zone. Aiden Saunders will collect now. Saunders up the wall for Peyton Rothenbusch. Left wing side. He's booted off the puck immediately there at the blue line. Hoffus will strip his man and get it down low. Rocky looking to start the offense here. Reed Christensen, the lone forechecker in. Colts looking for a long hope pass there for Stephen Bell. That one's out of his reach. Did take a tip, however, from Rocky, so no icing there. Tate Humphrey back to collect. He will get an outletted for Rocky, who sends it up the wall. That's an errant pass, however, for Tomopoli, who can't get to that one, and the Colts will win an icing call. 56 seconds to go in this second period.
Yeah, just under a minute to go. 5-1, the Rocky Rams leading this game. The Colts out shooting them 25-18, according to the score clock, but certainly just hasn't been the Colts game. They didn't come out with a very good first period. Finally started to get some legs in the second, but couldn't buy a goal. And Rocky just kept on pouring it on.
It's Rothenbusch to him to take this draw out to the point man. And Smith, who fires one on, looking for a redirection. However, Hansen will hold on and collect. Colts hockey on CKFM, brought to you in part by Buy Low Foods in Didsbury. Fresh, local, and there for the community, because it's their community too. Buy Low Foods in Didsbury. Proud to support the Mountain View Colts. off the offensive zone draw. It's Rock looking for it. Couldn't quite collect, however. Now Burnett, who's got a goal in this hockey game, looks to spring Reed Christensen, also has a goal. Christensen in a battle with his man in the corner. That's Smith. Two big bodies there, and eventually Smith will get it out. However, Rocky holds the zone. Burnett looking to center it. Over to Christensen. Scramble for it now. And some way, somehow, Jordan McGinnis kept that out.
Threw a stick, didn't get called for it. That's huge.
Colts looking for it still as it's Rocky in possession. Centering pass for Christensen. And Christensen just fanned on that one. Now it's Mofford who finds it. Long shot through his high stick here. And both teams don't want to play. Eventually Rocky will touch. And we've got a whistle. 13 seconds even remaining in the second.
Colts are a little bit lucky to be still 5-1 and not 6-1. There was probably three opportunities, I think, in that last sequence for the Rams to have put one home and couldn't get it by Jordan McGinnis. McGinnis had to dive back against the grain. There was a redirect at the front of the net, and he had to go back towards his blocker, sort of on the forehand. He dove. He lost his stick in order to make that save. Now, initially, if you do lose your stick and make the save like that, it is a call. It's a penalty, but they got away with that one.
Less than 13 seconds to go here as the Colts are stuck in their own zone. They'll look to break it out one last time here, but it won't be enough as Tanner Austin gains the red line, blue line as well. But eventually, the buzzer does sound, and it's a period. The Colts would like to forget. The score is 5-1 for the Rocky Rams after 40 minutes of play in game number one of this Heritage Junior Hockey League playoff series. We'll be back to recap that opening two periods. You're, of course, listening to Olds Fertilizer and Anchor Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM.